deadly collapse at the World Cup. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. American journalist Grant Wall, one of the most well-known soccer writers in the U.S., died early this morning in Qatar. He was covering the World Cup match between Argentina and the Netherlands.
Grant Wall was covering his eighth World Cup. U.S. media seated next to Wall saw him fall back in his seat during extra time of the match, and reporters next to him called for help. Emergency workers responded quickly, but Wall later died.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. About a week ago, Wall had visited a medical clinic and he tweeted he was given a course of antibiotics. Grant Wall was 49. Another batch of internal emails has been exposed by the new owner of Twitter. They focus on former President Trump's removal from the platform.
What we're learning is not only was there internal strife amongst employees over the decision to ban him, but he was removed due to, quote, context. A screenshot from the files shows a researcher informing the former head of legal he should be removed not for a particular tweet, but because of his rhetoric during the campaign.
Fox's Kelly O'Grady. Twitter CEO Elon Musk has been vocal about being transparent when it comes to the company's past and present actions to censor content. The White House is shrugging off the decision by Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema to switch from a Democrat to an independent.
The way we see it and understand it, it does not change the new Democratic majority control of the Senate.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Sinema hasn't said if she plans to seek re-election in 2024. Manhunt in Milwaukee. Police are looking for the person who shot and killed a mail carrier who was on the job last night. The victim had worked for the Postal Service for more than 18 years. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Another piece of justice for the family of George Floyd. That's how an attorney describes a prison sentence handed down yesterday.
Former Minneapolis police officer J. Alexander King, who knelt on George Floyd's back during the fatal May 2020 restraint, sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. The 29-year-old who pled guilty in October had a charge of aiding and abetting second-degree unintentional murder dropped as part of a plea agreement. He appeared in court remotely, currently serving a 3-year federal sentence in Ohio after he and fellow former officers Tutau and Thomas Lane were convicted of depriving Floyd of his civil rights. King's state and federal charges will be served at the same time. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
If the death penalty gets taken off the table, then the teenager who shot and killed 10 people at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, would be willing to plead guilty to federal charges, including hate crimes. That's according to the lawyer for Peyton Gendron. The 19-year-old has already pleaded guilty to state charges. We're learning more about the disturbing past of the man accused of shooting up a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs. Anderson Aldrich was the focus of a bomb threat case last year, but charges were dropped after his family refused to cooperate with police. Last month, he was accused of walking into Club Q and opening fire, killing 5 people. Firing shots in his backyard could put a Minnesota man behind bars.
Criminal charges have been filed against a 76-year-old East Grand Forks, Minnesota man after he was shooting at a squirrel and a bullet went into a child's bedroom. The man told police he noticed a squirrel on his bird feeder and shot at the animal from his bedroom window with a .22 caliber rifle.
That's Fox's Rich Dennison. If the man's convicted, he faces up to 2 years in prison. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.